Jane Poole wept so hysterically that Septa Mordaunt finally took her off to regain her composure. But Sansa sat with her hands folded in her lap, watching with a strange fascination. She had never seen a man die before. She ought to be crying, too, she thought, but the tears would not come. Perhaps she had used up all her tears for Lady and Bran. It would be different if it had been Jory or Sir Roderick or Father, she told herself. The young knight in the blue cloak was nothing to her, some stranger from the Vale of Arryn, whose name she had forgotten as soon as she heard it. And now the world would forget his name, too, Sansa realized. There would be no song sung for him. That was sad. After they carried off the body, a boy with a spade ran onto the field and shoveled dirt over the spot where he had fallen to cover up the blood. Then the joust resumed. Sir Balon Swan also fell to Gregor, and Lord Renly to the Hound. Renly was on horse so violently that he seemed to fly backward off his charger, legs in the air. His head hit the ground with an audible crack that made the crowd gasp, but it was just the golden antler on his helm. One of the tines had snapped off beneath him. When Lord Renly climbed to his feet, the commons cheered wildly, for King Robert's handsome young brother was a great favorite. He handed the broken tine to his conqueror with a gracious bow. The hound snorted and tossed the broken antler into the crowd, where the commons began to punch and claw over the little bit of gold, until Lord Renly walked out among them and restored the peace. By then, Septa Mordaunt had returned alone. Jane had been feeling ill, she explained. She had helped her back to the castle. Sansa had almost forgotten about Jane.